Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled The Photographer's Last Frame. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1, Shadows and Focus. The heavy scent of developing chemicals lingered in the air as Samuel Royce adjusted the magnifier on his enlarger. His darkroom was his sanctuary, a place where the world outside faded, and his photographs came to life. Tonight, though, it felt different. The silence was oppressive, almost suffocating, as if the shadows themselves were watching him. Samuel had built his career on capturing the untouchable moments that others missed, truths hidden in plain sight. His latest project was no exception. A series titled Urban Ghosts, it focused on forgotten alleys and abandoned buildings, places teeming with invisible histories. But this project had taken a strange turn. On several occasions, he felt a presence, an unshakable sensation that someone was there, just beyond his line of sight. He shrugged it off as paranoia, or so he tried to convince himself. Tonight, he was developing his latest roll of film. The images were stark, hauntingly beautiful, but there was something unusual about them. In three consecutive frames, a figure stood in the background, barely discernible in the gloom. A tall, shadowy silhouette with no discernible features, it appeared closer in each subsequent frame. Samuel leaned in, his brow furrowing. He didn't remember seeing anyone there when he took the shots. He was meticulous in his work. Nothing escaped his notice. Yet here it was, an uninvited presence captured in his art. A chill crept up his spine as the faint hum of the darkroom's machinery seemed to grow louder. He turned abruptly, half expecting to see someone behind him. The room was empty. Still, his heart thudded against his ribcage. Hours earlier, Samuel had spent the afternoon exploring an abandoned warehouse on the outskirts of town. The building was a hulking, decaying structure with shattered windows and graffiti-streaked walls. It was perfect for his series, but something about the place unsettled him. The air was heavy, the kind of stillness that seemed unnatural. As he adjusted his camera, he thought he heard a faint whisper. Turning, he saw nothing. Just the wind funneling through the broken panes, he reasoned. But the whispers continued, low and unintelligible, ebbing and flowing like a tide. Then came the footsteps. They were faint but unmistakable, echoing softly against the concrete floors. He called out, his voice breaking the eerie silence. "Hello? Is someone there?" No answer. Just the faint shuffle of movement deeper within the building. Samuel hesitated, gripping his camera tightly. Curiosity battled caution, and as always, curiosity won. He followed the sound, his steps tentative, his camera ready. The footsteps led him to a corridor that ended in a heavy, rusted door. Pushing it open, he stepped into a cavernous room bathed in dim, flickering light from a single, broken skylight. The whispers stopped. The air felt charged, electric, as if the room itself was alive. Then he saw it, a figure at the far end of the room. Tall, motionless, and shrouded in shadow. His heart leapt into his throat as he instinctively raised his camera. The figure didn't move, didn't flinch as the shutter clicked. When he lowered the camera, the figure was gone. Back in the darkroom, Samuel stared at the developed images, his hands trembling. The figure was there, unmistakable, in each shot he'd taken in that room. But what sent a wave of cold terror through him was the final frame. In it, the figure was no longer across the room. It was directly behind him. Samuel's breath hitched. His eyes darted around the darkroom, his chest tightening with every shadow that seemed to stretch unnaturally. His phone buzzed on the counter, breaking the silence. He lunged for it, grateful for the distraction. The screen displayed an unknown number. He hesitated but answered. "Hello." A distorted voice crackled through the line. "You see me now, don't you?" The line went dead. Chapter 2, The Whispered Threat. Samuel's hands trembled as he clutched the phone, the distorted voice still echoing in his ears. His mind raced, grasping for an explanation. Maybe it was a prank. Maybe his paranoia was getting the best of him. But the voice, its tone cold and otherworldly, felt like a threat, an icy whisper that clung to his thoughts. He glanced back at the photographs, now pinned to the drying line. The shadowy figure loomed in every frame, a dark specter inching closer. The final image, the one with the figure standing behind him, seemed almost alive, as if it were watching him even now. His instincts screamed at him to leave, to abandon the darkroom and the project altogether, but he couldn't. He needed answers. Samuel grabbed his camera bag and the negatives, shoving them into his satchel. His darkroom no longer felt like a sanctuary. It felt like a trap. The investigator. By morning, Samuel had decided to take the photos to someone who might help him make sense of it all. Detective Lauren Pierce had been a family friend for years, and though their relationship had grown distant, he trusted her sharp instincts and level-headedness. At the precinct, Lauren raised an eyebrow as Samuel walked into her office, looking disheveled and pale. "You look like you've seen a ghost," she said, motioning for him to sit. "I might have," he muttered, fumbling with his satchel. He handed her the photographs and hesitated before adding, "I think someone's following me." Lauren's playful smirk faded as she examined the images. "Where did you take these?" "An abandoned warehouse on the east side," Samuel replied. "But look at the figure in the background. It wasn't there when I took the shots. I swear." Lauren scrutinized the final frame, her brow furrowing. "This is unsettling. You're sure you didn't see anyone?" "I'm positive. And last night I got a call. The voice, it said, 'You see me now, don't you?'" Samuel's voice wavered as he recounted the chilling moment. Lauren leaned back in her chair, tapping the edge of the photograph. "Okay, let's say this isn't a coincidence. Maybe it's someone trying to intimidate you, but why? Did anything strange happen while you were there?" Samuel told her about the whispers, the footsteps, and the figure disappearing after he took the picture. As he spoke, he could see the skepticism in Lauren's eyes. She was trying to rationalize it, to explain away the fear that he couldn't shake. "I'll look into it," she said finally. "In the meantime, you need to be careful. Don't go back to that warehouse." Samuel nodded, though he wasn't sure he could obey. Something about the place called to him, a strange pull he couldn't resist. The dark revelation. That evening, Samuel sat in his apartment, poring over the negatives. He magnified the image of the figure, hoping for a clue. As he zoomed in, a chilling detail emerged. The shadowy figure wasn't faceless after all. Its features were faint, distorted, but unmistakably human. The eyes seemed to burn with an unnatural light, as though they had been caught mid-glare. Then he noticed something even more disturbing. In one of the earlier frames, the figure wasn't alone. There was another shadow, smaller, harder to discern, but it was there, blending into the background. A loud thud snapped Samuel out of his thoughts. He froze, his breath hitching. The noise had come from the hallway outside his apartment. Grabbing his camera, he crept to the door and peered through the peephole. The hallway was empty. He stepped back, his pulse pounding in his ears. Then came the sound of paper sliding under the door. Heart racing, he picked up the envelope and tore it open. Inside was a single photograph. It was one of his own shots, but it had been altered. The shadowy figure now loomed larger, its hand outstretched toward the camera, as if reaching for him. Scrawled on the back of the photo were three words: "We are watching. The warehouse revisited." Samuel knew he shouldn't go back, but curiosity and fear were a potent combination. Armed with his camera and a flashlight, he returned to the warehouse the next night. The air was thick with tension, every creak and groan of the structure setting his nerves on edge. He retraced his steps to the cavernous room where he had first seen the figure. It looked the same, yet somehow different. The shadows seemed deeper, more alive. He raised his camera, the click of the shutter echoing in the empty space. Then the whispers began again. Low, unintelligible murmurs that sent shivers down his spine. He swung his flashlight wildly, the beam cutting through the darkness, but he saw nothing. "Who's there?" he shouted, his voice cracking. The whispers stopped, replaced by a chilling laugh that seemed to come from everywhere and nowhere. "You shouldn't have come back," a voice rasped. Samuel turned toward the sound, his flashlight shaking. Standing in the doorway was the shadowy figure, now more defined than ever. Its features were sharp, its eyes glowing faintly in the dark. Samuel stumbled backward, dropping his flashlight. The beam rolled across the floor, illuminating the figure for just a moment before the darkness swallowed it again. "Leave," the voice growled, echoing in his mind as much as his ears. "Or you'll never leave." Samuel ran, his breath ragged, the sound of footsteps chasing him into the night. Chapter 3, Faces in the Shadows. Samuel barely remembered how he got home that night. His heart pounded relentlessly, His clothes were damp with sweat, and his thoughts swirled in a storm of fear and disbelief. He locked the door behind him, checked it twice, and slid his desk chair in front of it for good measure. He replayed the events in his head, the whispers, the figure, and that voice, gravelly, unnatural, and heavy with menace. "Leave, or you'll never leave." The words clung to him like a second skin. Who or what was following him? The photographs were laid out on the dining table, a grim gallery of his mounting paranoia. The figure's presence in every frame felt like an accusation, a grim reminder of something Samuel didn't yet understand. He sat down, his trembling hands reaching for his phone. He needed to call someone. "Lauren." The line rang three times before she answered. "Samuel? It's late. What's wrong?" "They're watching me, Lauren," he whispered, his voice unsteady. "I went back to the warehouse. The figure was there. It spoke to me." She was silent for a moment, and Samuel could almost hear her internal debate. "Samuel, I need you to take a deep breath. You sound shaken. Let's meet tomorrow, first thing. I'll come to you." "Tomorrow might be too late," he muttered, but Lauren had already hung up. The forgotten frame. Unable to sleep, Samuel returned to the photos, hoping to glean something new. As he flipped through the stack, a single frame caught his eye. It was different from the others, a shot he didn't remember taking. It depicted a close-up of his face, but distorted, as though taken through shattered glass. His expression was frozen in terror, and behind him loomed the shadowy figure, now grotesquely detailed. The jagged edges of the figure's face seemed to ripple, as though it were trapped in the frame, desperate to escape. Samuel's blood ran cold. He hadn't taken this photo. Someone or something else had. A sudden knock at the door shattered the stillness, making Samuel nearly jump out of his skin. He grabbed a heavy flashlight from the table and approached cautiously. "Who is it?" he called, his voice shaking. No response. Another knock followed, more insistent this time. Summoning his courage, Samuel opened the door a crack. The hallway was empty, save for an envelope lying on the floor. He picked it up and retreated inside, bolting the door behind him. Inside the envelope was another photograph. This one was of his apartment building, taken from the street below. In the foreground, a figure stood looking up at his window. Samuel dropped the photo as if it had burned him. He rushed to the window and peered out. The street was empty. Lauren's discovery. The next morning, Lauren arrived at Samuel's apartment. She was dressed in her usual no-nonsense attire, her sharp gaze scanning the room as she stepped inside. The photographs were still scattered across the table, and Samuel's disheveled state spoke volumes. "Okay, show me everything," Lauren said, taking a seat. Samuel handed her the photos, including the one of his face and the new one of the building. "They're leaving me these. They want me to know they're watching." Lauren studied the images, her expression unreadable. "This is unsettling. But we need to stay grounded. It could still be someone messing with you. Someone who knows about your project." Samuel shook his head. "It's not just that. The figure in these photos, it's not normal. I saw it, Lauren. It's not human." She hesitated, clearly struggling to balance her skepticism with the evidence in front of her. "Let's start with what we can verify. I'll run these through our systems, see if anything comes up." "Lauren," Samuel said, his voice low. "Be careful. The haunting escalates." That evening, Samuel tried to busy himself with mundane tasks, but every shadow seemed to stretch too far. Every creak of his apartment building seemed amplified. He turned on every light, yet the feeling of being watched never left him. As midnight approached, he sat at his desk, staring at his camera. His instinct told him to stop, to burn the photographs, and forget this project ever existed. But his curiosity, the same trait that had brought him so much success, wouldn't let go. The camera beckoned to him like a siren's call. Without thinking, he picked it up and began snapping photos of his apartment. The process was mechanical, almost soothing. He moved room to room, taking random shots until he felt a semblance of calm return. When he finished, he plugged the camera into his laptop to review the images. Most were mundane, his cluttered living room, the kitchen sink, his unmade bed. But as he scrolled through, his heart stopped. In one image, taken in his hallway, the shadowy figure stood at the end of the corridor, staring directly at the camera. Its hand was raised, pointing at him. Samuel's blood ran cold. He hadn't seen it when he was taking the photos. How could it have been there? A low, guttural laugh echoed through the apartment, though he couldn't pinpoint its source. You can't escape me, the voice whispered, as though carried on the wind. Samuel bolted for the door, but it wouldn't budge. The locks turned on their own, trapping him inside. His breath came in shallow gasps as he backed away, clutching his camera like a lifeline. The lights flickered, plunging the apartment into momentary darkness. When they came back on, the figure was standing in the corner of the room. Samuel screamed. Chapter 4: Into the Abyss. Samuel stumbled back, his legs failing him as he collapsed onto the floor. The figure stood in the corner, its form unnaturally tall, shrouded in a shadow that seemed to pulse and writhe like a living entity. Its glowing eyes locked onto his, freezing him in place. The air in the room grew heavy, suffocating, as though the figure was draining all the oxygen. Samuel clutched at his chest, struggling to breathe. "What do you want?" he gasped, his voice barely a whisper. The figure didn't speak. Instead, it tilted its head, a grotesque mimicry of curiosity, and raised a hand. Slowly, deliberately, it pointed at the camera in Samuel's trembling grip. Samuel shook his head frantically. "No, I'm done. I'm not taking any more pictures." His voice cracked as panic consumed him. The figure took a step forward, and the lights in the apartment flickered violently. The guttural laugh echoed again, reverberating through the walls. "You don't have a choice," the voice rasped, low and menacing. Samuel felt the camera grow heavy in his hands, as though it were anchoring him to the spot. Against his will, his fingers moved, adjusting the lens and framing the figure in the viewfinder. Tears streamed down his face as he fought the invisible force compelling him to press the shutter. Click. The figure vanished the instant the flash went off, leaving Samuel alone in the room. The lights steadied, the oppressive atmosphere lifted, but the fear lingered like a stain. He collapsed to the floor, shaking uncontrollably. The camera screen displayed the photo he had just taken. The figure was there, standing directly in front of him, its face twisted into a grotesque grin. Lauren's urgency. The next morning, Samuel barely managed to pull himself together enough to meet Lauren at the precinct. His hands trembled as he handed her the camera. "I need you to see this," he said, his voice hoarse from a sleepless night. Lauren plugged the camera into her computer and opened the images. As she scrolled through, her expression darkened. The photo of the figure in Samuel's hallway made her lean forward, her eyes narrowing. "What the hell is this?" she muttered. "This isn't a trick. Is it, Samuel? You didn't edit these. Do I look like I'm in a state to play games?" he snapped, his desperation leaking through. "It was there, Lauren. In my apartment. It made me take the picture." Lauren leaned back, her hand resting on her chin. "If this is real, and I mean if, then we need to figure out what this thing is. A person? A spirit? What happened at that warehouse, Samuel? What did you see?" Samuel recounted everything. The whispers, the footsteps, the photographs. By the time he finished, Lauren's skepticism had been replaced by concern. "This isn't just someone stalking you," she said, her voice grim. "This is something else." "I told you," Samuel said. "It's not human." Lauren nodded, professional demeanor cracking slightly. "I'm going back to the warehouse," she said. "I need to see this place for myself." "No," Samuel exclaimed, grabbing her arm. "You don't understand. It doesn't want you to investigate. It wants me." "It's dangerous, Lauren." She shook him off gently but firmly. "I'll be fine. You stay here and don't do anything stupid. The warehouse's secrets." Lauren arrived at the warehouse just before dusk. The building loomed over her, its broken windows like hollow eyes. She felt a chill as she stepped inside, her flashlight cutting through the gloom. The silence was deafening, the kind that made her ears strain for any sound. She followed Samuel's description, making her way to the cavernous room where he had first seen the figure. The air was heavy, oppressive, just as Samuel had described. Lauren scanned the room, her flashlight beam landing on rusted equipment and crumbling walls. Then she saw it, a tripod, old and corroded, standing in the center of the room. Beside it lay a shattered camera, its lens cracked, its body covered in dust. As she moved closer, she noticed something strange. The walls were covered in photographs, each one aged and curling at the edges. They depicted the same shadowy figure, always lurking in the background, its form growing more defined in each successive image. Lauren's pulse quickened. She pulled her phone out and began snapping pictures. As the flash illuminated the room, she heard it, a faint whisper, almost too soft to catch. She spun around, her flashlight trembling in her hand. "Who's there?" she called, her voice firm despite the fear crawling up her spine. The whispers grew louder, a cacophony of voices blending together, unintelligible but undeniably malicious. The air turned icy, her breath visible in the dim light. Then she saw it. The figure, standing at the far end of the room, its eyes glowing faintly. It didn't move, but the whispers seemed to emanate from it, filling the room with a palpable dread. Lauren raised her phone, her instincts as a detective overriding her fear. She snapped a photo, the flash momentarily blinding her. When her vision cleared, the figure was gone. The warning. Back at the precinct, Lauren developed the photos she had taken. The figure appeared in each one, its presence undeniable. But in the final image, something new appeared, writing scrawled across the wall behind the figure. "Leave him to us." Lauren's stomach churned. She called Samuel immediately. "You're in serious danger," she said. "This thing, whatever it is, it's not just after you. It's claiming you." "What do I do?" Samuel asked, his voice breaking. "How do I stop it?" Lauren hesitated, the weight of the situation pressing down on her. "We need help. Someone who understands this supernatural stuff. I'll find someone." "Just stay put, Samuel. And whatever you do, don't take any more photos." But deep down, she knew it was too late. The entity wasn't just watching Samuel anymore. It was coming for him. Chapter 5, Final Exposure. Samuel paced his apartment like a caged animal, his nerves frayed to the breaking point. Lauren's warning played on a loop in his mind. "Don't take any more photos." But the compulsion to pick up the camera gnawed at him, an itch he couldn't scratch. The air around him felt charged heavy, as though the entity was pressing closer, tightening its invisible grip. He glanced at the camera on the table. It seemed to pulse with a life of its own, beckoning him to use it. "No," he muttered, gripping the edge of the table until his knuckles turned white. "I won't." The room felt colder, darker. Shadows gathered in the corners, lengthening unnaturally. A faint whisper began to fill the air, growing louder and more insistent until it was a chorus of unintelligible voices. Samuel clapped his hands over his ears, but the whispers didn't stop. They weren't just in the room, they were in his head. The camera slid off the table with a thud, the sound breaking through the cacophony. Samuel turned, his heart pounding. The camera lay on the floor, its lens pointed at him as though it were watching. And then it spoke. "You can't resist," the voice rasped, low and guttural. "Take the photo. Finish what you started." Lauren's desperate search. Meanwhile, Lauren was on the phone with Dr. Evelyn Marsh, a professor of folklore and paranormal studies at a nearby university. Lauren had spent the past 2 hours explaining Samuel's situation, the photographs, and her own chilling experience at the warehouse. "This entity, it's feeding off him," Dr. Marsh said. Her voice was calm, but there was a grim undertone to her words. "It's using his camera as a conduit, a way to tether itself to him. The more he engages, the stronger it becomes." "How do we stop it?" Lauren asked, gripping the steering wheel as she sped towards Samuel's apartment. Dr. Marsh hesitated. "It's not easy. Entities like this are bound to something, a place, an object, or a person. If the camera is its anchor, destroying it might sever the connection. But that could also enrage it." Lauren's stomach tightened. "What happens if we do nothing?" "Then it consumes him," Dr. Marsh said flatly. "And it won't stop there." Lauren hung up, her urgency mounting. She was close, but she prayed she wasn't too late. The entity's game. Samuel sat on the floor, the whispers now a deafening roar. The camera vibrated slightly, its power palpable. The shadows in the room coalesced, forming the figure that had haunted his photographs. It stood before him, towering and menacing, its glowing eyes boring into his soul. "You think you can escape me?" it hissed. "You're mine, Samuel. Take the photo." Samuel shook his head, tears streaming down his face. "Why me? What do you want from me?" The figure leaned closer, its presence overwhelming. "You saw me. You captured me. And now you must pay the price." "I didn't mean to," Samuel cried. "I didn't know." The entity's laugh was cold and hollow. "Ignorance doesn't absolve you. Finish what you started. The camera's strap slithered across the floor like a snake, wrapping around Samuel's wrist. His hand moved against his will, lifting the camera. He fought it with every ounce of strength he had, but the entity's power was too strong. As his finger hovered over the shutter button, the door burst open. Lauren's arrival. Stop. Lauren shouted, her voice cutting through the chaos. She rushed into the room, a crowbar in one hand and a canister of lighter fluid in the other. Samuel turned to her, his eyes wide with terror. It won't let me go. Lauren didn't hesitate. She doused the camera with the lighter fluid, ignoring Samuel's protests, and struck a match. The entity roared, its form flickering like static on a broken screen. No, it bellowed, its voice shaking the room. You can't destroy me. Lauren tossed the match onto the camera. Flames erupted instantly, engulfing the device. The entity shrieked, its form writhing and shrinking as the fire consumed its anchor. Samuel collapsed, gasping for air as the oppressive weight lifted from the room. The shadows receded, the whispers silenced. The entity was gone. Aftermath. Lauren sat with Samuel on the floor, both of them too shaken to speak at first. The charred remains of the camera smoldered in the corner, the last vestiges of the entity's power reduced to ash. Is it over? Samuel asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Lauren nodded, though she wasn't entirely sure. It's gone for now. But we need to make sure it can't come back. In the days that followed, Samuel moved out of his apartment and burned the remaining photographs. Lauren consulted with Dr. Marsh to ensure no traces of the entity remained. The warehouse was sealed off, declared unsafe for public access. But some nights, when Samuel closed his eyes, he could still hear faint whispers in the dark. And though he never picked up a camera again, he couldn't shake the feeling that somewhere, the entity was still watching, waiting for the chance to return.